Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here. Can we keep the yuck your yum line out of my segment?
Okay.
I hate doing your show.
Okay. Maui said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
What are we doing here?
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. We are delighted to be joined by Jason Wilde. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin on Wilde and Tausch. And actually, Jason, you're not going to believe it, but it's only Matt here. Jim's not here.
Hi, Jason.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
I love Matt
right
Hamilton.
Now, well-executed rye guy. No, I never thought I would say this, but if one of the three amigos/amigas of Jim, Matt, and Molly, which, by the way, Wooly should be on the board somehow, like with a little like fine print or something.
Jim, Matt, Molly,
wishing
that
Molly.
You're what?
I'm kind of wishing Molly was the one who wasn't here.
What?
Because yeah. You'd want the Bear fan and the diehard Packer fan.
Why am I taking shots?
So, tell me a little bit more about how you like to eat cream cheese.
Oh my God, I love cream cheese. Do you like cream cheese, Jason?
I just would like to point out that certain people criticized other people about their palates, and then they confess to this weird obsession with eating cream, not on anything, just on a spoon.
Oh, I can't.
No,
kidding
a knife.
Me?
That's her like excuse. It's like, well, I just put some on a bagel and it's already dirty. Like,
I'm just gonna dip it in a couple times.
That seems over the top. But if I just use a knife, like, yes, that's such a big deal.
Well, yeah, if I dirty another utensil, I can't do that. So I'm just gonna keep using the same one that I
no,
did.
No, of course not. Yeah, no, that's all right. Well,
cream cheese is
I
an acquired
anyway,
taste,
but that's. I like cream cheese. I don't eat it straight off the knife, though.
Mainline it.
Whatever.
You're weird. You're weird. Get off my back, Molly.
Get a Big Mac, Jason.
So,
yeah, I'll be even better if I put cream cheese on it, I bet.
Actually, you're not wrong.
Just
heat that cream cheese up a little bit. Drizzle, drizzle. It might be good.
God. No way. Okay, Molly, cut her mic, Ryan.
All right, let's move on.
Jason, we had a show bet because me, Jim, and Molly are all going to the game. We had a show bet that the loser of Molly's game had to wear the opponent's colors. And
okay,
I was riding a high from winning the last Molly's game, so I thought I was invincible. I flew too close to the sun, and I got burned. And here I am, having to wear Bears colors to this Packer game. And I'm deeply conflicted as a Packer fan, feeling like terrible. Like, this is not something I should ever do. The fact that I put myself in this situation is obviously all my fault, but we are looking for, like, I'm just looking for, like, someone to help console me or tell me that, like, hey, you got to pay off a bet or... I don't know, Jason. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about a Packer fan having to wear blue and orange to a Packer game?
Yeah. Well, Icarus Hamilton, way to go. look, I don't. I'm not here to tell other people how to fan because I'm not one. But I would like to state for the record that this is one of those things that I'm kind of jealous of and wish I was a fan for, because I was a couple weeks ago before Wisconsin played Iowa. One of my favorite guys in the locker room is Christian Welch, right? He's not quite Mark Tauscher by any means, but grew up in Iola, Scandinavia, which is about an hour from Lambeau, played at Iowa, has gotten kind of hosed on the roster a couple times by the Packers, and he keeps showing this perseverance. I've used him as an object lesson for the girls. And he and I were talking before the Iowa game, and he, you know, there was part of me that wanted to do the, all right, well, if Wisconsin wins, you've got to wear one of my sweatshirts, and if Iowa wins, well, I mean, I already own an Iowa sweatshirt, but you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And I don't operate that way. So I love this. And you, I think you certainly are welcome at the game to be, you know, if you want to carry a sign or just a, I love it when people's dogs do something naughty and then they post like a picture on social media of the dog looking kind of guilty with a photo that says I ate the entire container of treats or whatever it is. I think you should have to wear a sign around your neck because it actually helps you.
Right.
Because then it explains why you're dressed the way you are, even though you're a Packers fan.
We did have someone call and make that idea. I'm thinking, I lost a bet. Go Pack, go. But I might be wearing a
That's literally
a
what the caller said. It's not I'm thinking. That is what the caller said that you should do.
Yeah, and now I'm thinking
I don't know why she needed to call you out like
that.
Well,
he said, I'm thinking, as if like he came up with this brilliant sign.
No, I said the caller came in and said that I should make a sign.
Anyways, you know what I mean.
Yes, I definitely bit that off the caller.
I just wish I would have known about this cream cheese obsession, because there were a bunch of people when the Eagles came here that were wearing Philly cream cheese hats. I would have gotten one for you had I known that it was such a staple of your incredibly advanced palate.
I would be very happy with that. And I will not say that my palate is not incredibly advanced. Like, half the things that Matt talks about making, like salmon and whatever else he makes, I'm just like, I don't want to eat that. So I'm not trying to say that my palate is insane. It's just yours is like my toddler, like I said a couple weeks ago.
smoked salmon with cream cheese on like a really good cracker.
Or a bagel.
Now there's a good use. Yeah, there you go. There's a good use for cream cheese right there.
That's gross. Somebody chimed in actually and asked me if I have had Wisconsin sushi. Do either of you know what this is?
I don't. I've only had regular sushi.
He said, spread cream cheese on a piece of ham, then wrap it around a pickle and slice it up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was what they were talking about.
It sounds disgusting.
It's not a great texture combo, but the flavor's good.
I'm very much about texture. I'm not going to lie. Jason, going into this game, who do you think has more to lose, the Green Bay Packers or the Chicago Bears?
More to lose. I would say the Bears, and the reason why is they're riding high right now. I know their fan base, or at least some of their fan base, again, we can't paint them all with a broad brush, are very cocky. We were talking to our buddy Matt Bowen today on our show, who lives in Chicago, is from Chicago, played at Iowa, played obviously for the Packers and a couple of other teams. And he said the way he views the Bears is, hey, it's great that they've gotten this far, but they got to prove it more. And this is a huge type of prove it game for them, right? Go into Lambeau with Caleb Williams and win for the second straight year at Lambeau. I mean, Matt LaFleur was 11-0 before that game last January 5th against the Bears. So it feels to me like the Bears, I'm not necessarily concerned. I mean, I don't care, but like if I'm a Bears fan, not only am I worried about, you know, the loss on the ledger, I also would be worried about, is it the start of a free fall to end the season? Because they've got the Packers again in a couple of weeks. They've got the Lions still, who will be theoretically still fighting for their playoff lives. I think they've got the Browns in between the two Packers games. And then I think they've got San Francisco too. Like, this could fall apart on them. Mm-hmm. So to me, they've got more to lose, because if they win this game, then they keep that momentum rolling, and it gets them a little bit of wiggle room for a pretty tough schedule. I still think the Packers, you know, if they split with the Bears, they're still going to be fine. They've got the Vikings again, who, unless they've resurrected, you know, Fran Tarkington's career, they don't have much of a chance. So, like, I don't know. I think it would probably be the Bears, but this is a big one for the Packers, too. Don't get me wrong.
Jason, fantasy football-wise, how you feeling about Jaden Reed?
There's so many better ways you could frame that question.
Well, I'm concerned with, obviously, my Packer fandom, but also,
do you think Jason football cares about your fantasy team?
No, but he cares about Jaden Reed's well-being, and
you.
So do I.
I care about you. So if I may interject here, so I had a really good friend. She was a first grade teacher, and she actually ended up marrying another one of my really good friends. But in between, she had broken up with a different really good friend of mine. And there were some who thought that she and I were going to become an item in the interim. And we didn't, in part, and she's amazing. Like, she's one of the sweetest, kindest, nicest people. Her husband, Andy, I'm so happy that they're, you know, they got three daughters. They live in Omaha, Nebraska. They are incredibly happy. But every time I would, like, platonically hang out with her, I was constantly being scolded as if I was one of her first graders. And I'm starting to get that vibe from this segment.
Because I'm yelling at Matt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You've gotten after him for plagiarizing the caller.
Yeah.
Now you got after him for the way he asked the question about his fantasy team. Like, I feel like you're around your kids, right? And certainly you have to do your job as a parent. And I think you're great, but, like, I don't know if Matt needs to be parented in this manner. Do you think that maybe
Jason,
you're being a little harsh on
Jason,
him?
Jason, there's so many better ways that he could have asked about Jaden Reed and said, you know, is Jaden Reed going to make an immediate impact in this game? How much of this game do you think that he's going to play? But instead he says, Jason, my fantasy team, we're relying on Jaden Reed this weekend, and we're coming up on the playoffs. We need him.
Yeah, Molly, you know, so, you know what he's starting to sound like?
Judgmental Jim. I don't want to hear it. Whatever. I apologize.
So I also, because, you know, again, I think the world of Molly. I want to be very clear on that. I heard rumors that she may be even getting a promotion of some sort. So I think the world of her, right? So I want to be very clear on that. Now, I would like to add that I also think the world of my incredible wife, Paula. She is amazing. I could not be luckier to have her. But both of you, would it kill you to just say, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that? Would it kill you, people?
You're right. Like, I shouldn't have said it.
Wrong.
I shouldn't have said it. I will swallow
Thank
my
you.
Pride.
Apology accepted, Molly.
Thank you. That never works with Paula, so that's a rare win for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad someone won this week, because I am a loser.
To answer your question, loser, I would think that they will handle him in a similar manner to how they handled Christian Watson, which is on a pitch count for the first couple of weeks and then let him go. Because there was, I remember if it was the Philly game or the Giants game, but, like, Watson had played like 56 snaps. It was ridiculous. And then he reported soreness. Imagine that. During the week after that. But I would think that they would probably want to be cautious with Reed's playing time. I fully expect him to play. Now, obviously, make sure you have some options on your bench there, Matthew.
Right, right.
But I expect him to play, but I would be like, again, I'm not a fantasy football expert. I've told you guys the story about my friend who wanted advice for her team, and she had to choose between Amon Green and another running back, and I told her Amon Green, and the other running back, Jamal Lewis, set the NFL record for rushing yards in a single game, so I was not super helpful. But I can't imagine that many Packers fans feel great about having any wide receivers, because you just never know which one is, like, who, like, I saw multiple people on social media pointing out how they had Dontavian Wicks on their bench on Thanksgiving. Because you never know, right? A week earlier, it's Watson that's the go-to guy. Like, I would think that, as good as I think of a coach Matt LaFleur is, I would think that from a fantasy football owner's perspective, the Packers are a nightmare.
They are not great.
Jason, how much is the loss of Devontae Wyatt going to play into this defense this weekend, especially against a Bears team that loves to run the ball?
Yeah, really good question, Molly. I'm glad you asked it, because we needed to get back on track, and I knew I could count on you. here's the weird thing about him, because I was saying this morning to Tausch, and I don't want to sound like I'm downplaying the loss, because I definitely don't want to do that. But the weird thing about him is, when he's healthy, he is a freaking stud. When he's coming off of an injury, he's a dud, right? Like, if think back to last year, he got off to a gangbuster start, injures his ankle, misses a couple games, comes back, and he's not a factor at all, right? This year, starts off like gangbusters again, suffers a knee injury in the tie at Dallas, misses two games, was largely a non-factor the next two or three games after that, and then was finally starting to hit his rhythm again. I think he had two sacks against the Vikings, and now he got hurt again. So what I'm saying is you know, he's a fantastic player when he's healthy. Like, I definitely want him on my team. But my concern about him is that when he's not, he gives you snaps, but not a lot else. And so think of it this way. Let's say this injury was only a two-week injury, but then he comes back for two more games and he's a non-factor. So, like, yes, it sucks. When he is healthy, he is so explosive. It's what makes him special as a defensive tackle. But if this wasn't a season-ending injury and he was only going to miss two games, and then, like, the next three he might be hobbled, it's not that different than what you're not going to be getting from him now, right? So either way, they need guys to step up. And whether that's Warren Brinson, whether that's Nazir Stackhouse, Carl Brooks, who's been dealing with an injury, Colby Wooden, who they nicknamed the General, which I'm still not entirely clear on why. Those are the four guys that obviously are going to be really important. And the problem is that the Bears, like, you look at their 281 rushing yards last week against the Eagles, a lot of it comes right up the gut, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where the weakness would be perceived to be.
Who do you have the most faith in to be able to step up to that moment between those guys you listed, Stackhouse, Brinson, and Wooden?
So I really like Brinson. He's kind of your quintessential goofy defensive lineman. Like, he's funny, he's quirky. He wants to work for ESPN one day, so if we're looking for summer interns before training camp, we might want to talk to him.
Nice.
But I thought he also flashed on Thursday. Now, he was also the one who got pushed into Wyatt that caused the injury, which is obviously not ideal. But I would say that he's the guy that I'm really intrigued by. So I'm eager to see what he does kind of moving forward here.
Jason, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for scolding us.
Yeah, thanks for having my back, Jason. That was
you
so
got
nice
it anytime, brother. All right, bye.
I love Matt Hamilton.
Yes, he does. More than Molly Brown. That was not Jim Rutledge, Jiminy Christmas. That was Jason Wilde. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin on Wilde and Tausch. We got to go to break, but first let's hear from Jim as he tells us about Chalmers Jewelers.
Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton is Madison's custom jeweler. They are Madison's family-owned jeweler. Whether you go to the Madison or Middleton location, you're going to run into either Garrett, Devin, Ruth, or Scott Chalmers, and you're going to have an opportunity to work with one of their great custom jewelers. So if you're looking for a custom piece of jewelry and you want to make sure it's the best in the area, go to Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I think, yeah, when they got to the NFC Championship games, they had byes.
One seeds?
Yeah, they were byes. Yes. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Semantics.
Facts sometimes get you. No, those are facts.
No, yeah, it's a technical fact.
Take semantical that for
facts. All right, I'm not getting into it. Technical fact? You mean fact?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Brett Madison.
You're right.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.